Hi, Lucia here, host of the Witch Money podcast. Join us each week as we bring you the best experts and top advice to help you make the most of your money. From property prices to budgeting, investment platforms to pensions, we'll be here to keep you informed. Here's a taste of what you can expect.
If you had invested £100 in the fund 3 years ago, you'd have just £61 today.
Gosh. Is it worth trusting a website that you don't know to save that 10p, that 20p?
The good news is it does look like we're hovering around the top of the interest rate hike cycle.
If I asked you what you earned here, you'd be absolutely horrified because we're told we should not talk about money.
Make sure to join us for new episodes every Friday, and I'll see you then.
Hello and welcome to the Witch Shorts podcast. I'm Rob Lily Jones. Now, by the time this episode appears in your podcast feeds, the Easter weekend will be fast approaching. According to the motoring group, the RAC, over 14 million journeys are expected to be made across the weekend. Vitally important, then, that your car is insured. Here at Witch, we've revealed how budget policies compare to the pricier alternatives. And to find out more about the work of Dean Sobers and Maha Gadir, I'll hand you over to Adrian Bradley.
In late 2021, the average car insurance quote stood at £529, according to comparison site Confused.com. Today, this is almost doubled to £995. And if you're a young or inexperienced driver, live in the wrong postcode, or have a less than immaculate claims history, your premium could run into the thousands. Of the 2,038 customers we surveyed in November 2023, 6 in 10 said their premium had risen at their most recent renewal. Customers of Churchill, Direct Line, Hastings Direct, LV and QuoteMeHappy.com most commonly reported hikes. If your premium is going up, and you've already tried shopping around for equivalent cover, you might be considering more drastic action. Both insurers and customers are increasingly looking at cutting cover in the hope of cutting costs, with launches of budget-themed policies becoming more common. We've examined 7 of these, along with 54 other policies, in our latest car insurance analysis. Here we reveal our new Witch Recommended Providers, WRPs for short, and our Best Buy policies. We also highlight which types of cover you might be able to do without, which sacrifices would be a step too far. Last November, we surveyed 28 car insurance companies and analysed 61 of their policies. We gave each a policy score, which measures how comprehensive the policy's cover is. These range from 44% to 83%, with an average policy score of 64%. We also asked thousands of drivers who'd claimed in the past 2 years about their experiences and views of their insurer, summed up in a customer score. We only survey drivers who've claimed because it's only when claiming that an insurer is fully put to the test. We further assigned 25 insurers a claims rating out of 5 stars, indicating how satisfied customers were overall with their most recent claim experience. This year, NFU Mutual and LV achieved high enough customer and policy scores to earn WRP status. We've also named 10 insurance policies with impressive levels of cover as Best Buys. Unlike the WRP accolade, our Best Buy badge primarily reflects the quality of a policy's cover. With some Best Buys, we haven't received feedback from enough customers to rate the insurer's service. However, we won't allow Best Buy status where we have evidence that the insurer has poor service or pays fewer claims than average. Our analysis only includes comprehensive car insurance policies, not third-party insurance or third-party fire and theft cover. While third-party insurance is the legally required minimum, comprehensive cover is the most widely owned, and despite the name, there are huge discrepancies in what's covered. If you're thinking about streamlining aspects of your cover, what should a decent policy provide? In our survey, the most common kind of claim, made by 40% of claimants, was for accidental damage. Fortunately, cover for accidental damage that you caused to your vehicle is intrinsic to comprehensive car insurance, though not third-party or third-party fire and theft, a compelling reason not to downgrade to these policies to save money. The second most likely claims were for glass damage, with 18% of respondents claiming for damage to their windscreens and 7% for damage to their windows. Most policies, 93% of those we reviewed, cover these as standard. Accidents involving injuries were third most frequent, 14%. Your policy is legally required to include liability cover, which kicks in if you're culpable for damage or injury to others. All policies in our analysis provide at least £20 million worth. Some 95% include personal accident cover as standard, which pays out a cash sum, anything between £5,000 and £120,000, depending on the policy, option selected, and type of claim, if you have a life-changing injury or are killed. Importantly, though, this cover sometimes comes with its own age restrictions, which might rule you out. 8 in 10 policies, meanwhile, also contain limited cover, typically around £200, for medical expenses, such as physiotherapy or dental treatment. Vandalism and theft or burglary claims were joint fourth, each reported by 11% of claimants. With comprehensive insurance, you should be protected in either instance. In both cases, though, if your insurer has to pay out, you may lose some of your no-claims discount, further adding to your premiums. Luckily, with 39% of policies, you won't permanently lose your no-claims discount if you claim for vandalism damage, provided you've reported the incident to the police. We assessed the essentials policies from Admiral, Churchill, Direct Line, Hastings Direct, Sainsbury's Bank, and Quote Me Happy, and the bronze level of cover from Tesco Bank. Unsurprisingly, all landed in the bottom half. Hastings Essentials cover did worst, with a policy score of 44%. Sainsbury's Essentials, meanwhile, fared substantially better, with 60%, but was still below average. Some features usually included as standard, but absent from budget policies, include cover to get you to your destination or pay for overnight accommodation if an accident strands you while travelling. 5 of the 7 budget policies scrapped this, along with cover for driving other cars. If your car was bought new, is less than 1 to 2 years old, this varies by policy, and is stolen or written off, most policies include a commitment to replace it with a like-for-like model, rather than paying a cash settlement. However, 4 of the budget policies did away with this new car replacement feature, so you'd only get cash reflecting the car's market value immediately prior to the incident or theft. This usually won't be as much as you paid for the car. One omission that raised our eyebrows was cover for windscreens and windows, which is absent from the budget policies offered by Hastings, Quote Me Happy, Sainsbury's Bank and Tesco. Glass damage accounted for more than a fifth of claims reported in our survey. None of the budget policies we rated included personal belongings cover, even when this is included in pricier policies. This is fairly patchy, typically providing £200 to £500 of cover, and often with exclusions for items such as cash, phones and laptops. Although 8% of claimants we quizzed had used it, bear in mind your home insurance may cover your possessions outside your home. The good news is that if you make a car insurance claim, it's likely to be accepted. Industry data shows that in 2022, some 99% of claims were paid. But although it's tempting to focus on policy score and price, good cover on paper doesn't guarantee a good experience. There are growing signs of problems when it comes to how claims are handled. Recent figures from the Financial Ombudsman Service, FOS, which deals with disputes between customers and insurers, show car insurance complaints to be at a 5-year high. Complaints rose from 2,729 between July and September 2022 to 4,036, up 48%, during the same period in 2023. The rates at which the FOS ruled against insurers during these disputes also increased, from 27% in 2022 to 35% in 2023. The FOS said the spike in cases was driven by valuation disputes, customer service issues, and delays in payouts. While budget-styled products are intended to appeal to the price conscious, don't let this narrow your vision when shopping around. Insurers set you an individual price to reflect how they see your risk. If one insurer views you as risky or just doesn't want to compete for your custom, then even its lowest offers are likely to be pricier than policies from other providers, which could provide much better cover. If you're considering cutting out elements of your existing policy or going for a pared-down alternative, make a checklist of the types of cover you need or would expect to be included. Before going ahead with your purchase, check this list against the policy wording. If any part is ambiguous, contact the insurer to double check. If you're unhappy with your latest renewal offer, but can't decide which features of cover you'd be prepared to part with, it's worth contacting your insurer. If it wants to retain you as a customer, it should be willing to discuss what your options are.
A huge thank you to Adrian Bradley for reading that piece, originally written by Dean Sobers and Maha Gadir and published in our Money magazine. If you want to subscribe and get our Money magazine delivered direct to your door, well, I'll pop a link in the description for today's show. And I'll do the same with our Money podcast too. That's where you can hear our brilliant experts give you all the best money advice every single Friday. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters. And you can do that at which.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Which Shorts, and thanks for listening. Which Shorts was produced by me, Rob Lilly Jones, edited by Adrian Bradley, and the exec producer was Grace Farrell.
What is happening to supermarket prices? Do own label brands taste good? What's the best supermarket? What's the worst? How do I spend less on my weekly shop? Are there ways I can shop smarter? Should I just be growing my own veg? How do I even grow veg? Wine to pair with spag bol?
When life gives you questions, get answers at which.co.uk.